We move indoors this week for this edition of A Few Minutes With, and we're here with Broncos linebacker Wesley Woodyard, who I'm sure all you fans have become accustomed to knowing this preseason with the flying around undrafted rookie that made the team. And Wesley, just to start off, how's that experience been for you coming in as an undrafted rookie and then making the roster?
It's been a great experience. You know, fortunately for me, I've been surrounded with a lot of good linebackers, you know, that made sure I kept my confidence every day. So I just came out, you know, with one goal, is to make the team and try to make the team better. So I went out there week in and week out just to prove a point.
All right, Wesley, well, the point of this segment is for the fans to ask questions. We got a bunch over the week, so I guess we'll just go ahead and start those off. This one comes from Montreal, Quebec, from Kyle. He says, what was the first thing you did when you found out you made the team?
First thing I did was call my mom and my brother and, you know, just yelled and told them I made the team. And, you know, they congratulated me. And so, it was an exciting feeling. You know, you can't explain it.
Okay, Brian from Alberta says, can you share the range of emotions you went through being undrafted to signing with the Broncos and ultimately making the 53-man roster?
You want me to show it to you?
No.
Well, I was sad. You know, I went from, you know, a guy that led the SEC in tackles. You know, I was sure to be a draft pick. Mm-hmm. But, you know, unfortunately, things didn't go my way. But, you know, I think this situation made me a better person and a better football player. It made me appreciate football a whole lot much more than it was. And I got a call from Coach Shanahan. You know, that was my next chance to get another chance to play football. So I took it with a full head of steam.
And speaking of being on the 53-man roster, John from Newport asked, what do you think of the final 53?
Oh, man, we got some great players, you know. And the thing about it is, you know, me being a rookie, we have a great rookie class and guys off the field. So, you know, we got a great team. You know, we all stick together and pull this thing together, we're going to have something special here.
All right, Taylor from Naples, Florida asks, coming in as a rookie, who do you see as the well-defined leaders on this team, and how valuable are they to you in particular?
Oh, without a doubt on defense, you know, I would have to say, you know, Nate and DJ, you know, and also Champ, you know, just those guys playing on the football field, it makes other people step up.
Now, we talked about earlier you coming in as an undrafted rookie, and this one says from Eddie in Montrose, Colorado, right here in Colorado. He says, are you entering this season with a chip on your shoulder after not being drafted?
Well, you know, my thing is, if you don't enter the season with a chip on your shoulder, you know, you're not going to have a good season. So I just try to come in. You know, I've been knacked as a small guy, so I always play with a chip on my shoulder just to prove a point. So this year, I definitely have a few chips on my shoulder.
Now we'll get to a couple questions here for some fans to find out more about Wesley Woodyard off the field here. This one says, do you think you and your fellow Wildcat Broncos, Dwayne Robertson and Marlon McCree, get a chance to catch the UK Louisville game this past weekend, and how about that defense?
You know, that's what it's about, that defense. And actually, you know, we was in the locker room watching the game. You know, I think I might have caught the whole first half. I was jumping and yelling, people coming in, what y'all watching, what y'all watching? And I'm bragging on the defense. So, you know, it's exciting to see the players step up.
And just on a side note, how has it been to be able to come in and have a couple guys maybe you're more familiar with? You could say, hey, you know, we share these experiences at Kentucky. Have you talked a lot with Marlon and Dwayne?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, it makes you feel more comfortable around here, you know, when you got guys coming from your tradition that care the same amount about Kentucky as you do. So, you know, it feels comfortable coming around. They're kind of like your big brothers that you've heard about, you know, that you've seen, and now that they're on the same team with you, you know, you guys have that same feeling about football.
Okay, now excuse me if I pronounce this wrong. Are you from LaGrange, Georgia?
LaGrange.
Okay, so I pronounce it right now. Do you have a sister named Nikki? She sent in a question on her site, and she asks, hey, big bro, how are you liking Denver, and are you enjoying the NFL? We love and miss you.
Yeah, I'm doing good, Nikki. And tell Nana I say hello back to the people in LaGrange. I'm doing really good, man.
Okay, and this last question that we finally have comes from a guy from Rich in Louisville, and he asked, were you aware that you got the nickname Optimus Prime at Kentucky last season, and how do you feel about that nickname?
Well, you know, Optimus Prime was a leader, and, you know, no matter what he was going through on the show, he was always, you know, being tough. So, you know, I got labeled several nicknames, Buzz Lightyear, because I had a big cowboy collar and a visor on my helmet. So, you know, but being named Optimus Prime, well, that means that you're the head man and that you're the guy that's in charge.
Did that nickname come from teammates at Kentucky or from fans, and did it just derive from the leadership that you showed on defense there?
Well, you know, a lot of my teammates gave me nicknames and a lot of the fans gave me names. But, you know, just being the guy, you know, trying to be the leader since I was a freshman on campus, you know, that name just came from everywhere, really.
All right, Wesley, thank you so much for coming on. We're really going to enjoy watching you this season. You can see Wesley as the Broncos open up Monday Night Football this week at Oakland. Be sure to log on to denverbroncos.com next week and send your questions. Thanks for watching.